USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's freeze on U.S. funding to the WHO is not going over well around the world, mainly because the United States picks up a lion's share of the funding. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, the president's move was the right one to make.
Although the WHO does much fine work with its professionals and its doctors, I don't think that it can operate in an effective manner to aid countries as long as you have Dr. Tedros and some of the other senior officials there.
For the two-year budget cycle of 2018 and 2019, the United States government did give the WHO $237 million. The next closest country is Great Britain at $43 million. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill facing pressure to add more money to the small business loan program as it's projected to be out of money by Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.